The 2000 census showed that more and more immigrants are moving into smaller and smaller communities. Some towns never imagined such an influx and are having a hard time coping. Winchester, Virginia is one of them. This town, amid the rolling hills of horse country, saw its foreign-born population grow to 6 times what it was a decade earlier. Seasonal migrant workers have long passed through the city picking apples. Now, nearby poultry plants have drawn them to stay. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on a town in transition.
Winchester's migrant workers are virtually unseen, fenced off in group housing. But as Hispanics began settling in town, tensions cropped up. Immigrant advocate Katie Pitcock remembers one of the first flashpoints was over curtains. In a driving rain, Pitcock pulls into a rundown apartment complex filled largely with Mexican immigrants. Many work odd shifts, and she says neighbors at first wrongly assumed they didn't work at all.
So it's like, what are all these people doing here? They're just hanging out in the middle of the day? This is unacceptable. And the visual symbol of that difference was they don't have curtains. So we're going to make them have curtains to save their souls.
The city council debated whether landlords should require curtains. Pitcock has worked with Winchester's migrant apple pickers for decades. She wanted to rail against such silly narrow-mindedness. But one day she drove by the apartments with her then 9-year-old son, who glanced up and said, "Mom, why don't they have curtains?"
Okay, this is not conservative, you know, intolerance. This is something deep and real, this curtains thing.
No law was passed, and some windows remain bare. But community divisions persist, and Winchester's newcomers live largely in a separate world. In a tidy apartment across town, Sarah Jimenez warms dinner for her 2 young sons. Jimenez moved from Mexico City a year ago, first picking apples, now prepping salads in a restaurant. She says life in the U.S. has been harder than she'd imagined.
Comunicarse con las personas, del moverse el transporte.
Communicating with people and moving around, transportation. If you don't know how to drive, you can't get anywhere.
Jimenez says none of the town's few bus routes go to the places Hispanics work. With no driver's license, she waits at least an hour each day for friends to take her to and from her job. There's also no established immigrant population to smooth her way.
Amistades casi no tengo.
I almost don't have friendships.
Entonces, conozco a algunas personas hispanas y americanas por el trabajo.
So I know some Hispanic people or American people through work.
Since most of Winchester's new immigrants are here illegally, it may have been inevitable that a main interaction with their new town would be with law enforcement. Gary Reynolds was appointed Winchester's police chief in 1997.
It was, in many respects, a cultural shock for me to experience a vast number of people who were speaking languages other than English and then some attendant problems that I'd not experienced in 25-plus years as a police officer.
Problems, he says, like drivers without licenses, a thriving market in methamphetamine, and Hispanic gang activity slowly encroaching. Then, 2 years after Reynolds took over, a young police officer was shot dead by a Jamaican man, an illegal alien slated for deportation. Critics accuse police of overreacting and unfairly targeting all immigrants, for example, by setting up police checkpoints outside mainly immigrant housing projects. But Chief Reynolds points to his outreach efforts. He's commissioned a Spanish-language video explaining emergency and social services. In turn, there have been training seminars for police officers and, on one recent day, for employees of the county jail.
Let's not concentrate on what actually the last thing, I mean, the wording or the lettering. Let's just see the format I'm talking about. Let's follow the format. Okay. For instance,
Monica Warriner passes out driver's licenses with Hispanic names on them. She's Chilean-American and an on-call translator for the police department in jail, and she's noticed that suspects' names are being mangled when they're booked. Last names are mistaken for middle names. Suddenly, a suspect has a double identity or wrongly identified. The file gets lost in the system. Warriner tells the class the confusion is that Hispanics use both their father and mother's last names.
Okay, can you tell me which one is the father's name when you're reading your ID?
Heads bend together as class members study the names. Warriner credits law enforcement's efforts to adapt, but she worries officials aren't reaching out enough, and dangerously, that they're not following up on crimes against the Latino community.
Because it's too much work. And it's hard because it's a, you know, communication problem. Sometimes they can't ID the person. Oh, blonde, no name. No, I don't know what their name. But we don't make an effort in the sense of they tell us, for instance, they hang around this area, they're going to be around, but we're not making the effort to go and hang out maybe in that area, you know, to try to stop it.
Isolate or ignore the community, she warns, and you're going to have bigger problems down the road. 2 years ago, a tragedy forced part of Winchester's community to confront its new population. A Latino woman arrived at the local hospital in full labor. She spoke no English, and by several accounts, there was no translator immediately on hand. The woman had complications and died.
That was a galvanizing event.
Diane Helen Jarris is state public health director for the region. She says in assessing what went wrong, officials concluded there was no workable system for dealing with a growing population that couldn't pay its medical bills. Federal law requires public agencies provide interpretation, but Helen Jarris says it's been rough with ever-tightening state budgets.
We have one interpreter, and she is like gold, and she's in this office because half of our population is here in the district and half of our workload's here. And creating that position, you know, takes money that we would have used that for something else.
Private clinics, too, feel the pressure. Obstetrician Kathleen McCoy says she enjoys the new diversity in her community, but as the number of patients unable to pay has soared, she's felt her Hippocratic idealism tested.
When the numbers were smaller, everybody just absorbed it. But when it becomes a weekly and daily event, we can't do that.
Despite such problems, Winchester's immigrant community is only growing.
All right, any other vocabulary? I think we covered them all. So let's repeat. Flowers.
Flowers. These publicly funded English classes have dozens on the waiting list. Hispanics are moving here, not just from Latin America, but also from other regions of the U.S., as word spreads about plenty of low-wage jobs. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.